It is 6:47 now here on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Troy Murray joins us, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Of course, Troy is the color commentator for the broadcast here on WGN Radio, and they'll be back in action tomorrow evening as the Blackhawks try to get one back from the Lightning after dropping last night. Troy, welcome.
Thank you. Always nice to be on the show. How's everybody?
Well, we're all good. Kevin's here. Everyone's watching. Are you a big Final Four or a March Madness guy?
Well,
do they have college basketball in Canada?
No. I don't have. I went to North Dakota, and it's their basketball program is not that big, and I just don't have a following for basketball, and I didn't grow up on it, never played it. And I get it. I love that everybody is just so passionate about sure. March Madness, and it is fun to see everything that's going on here. I know there were some big upsets today, so a lot of people look forward to it, and I think this year, especially with everything that's gone on, it's a very exciting time.
So it's just not something you know a lot about.
Well,
I just don't
follow it. I don't have a team, so
I asked Troy because I'm wondering if you want to make a couple bets with me. That's all I'm asking.
The Blackhawks have a pool that they get in and a bracket, and they asked me, and I couldn't pick a team. I don't know how to fill out a bracket because I don't know any of the teams. Well, I will say this though, my daughter went to Kentucky, and my son went to Wisconsin.
Wow.
There was a couple years there where they both were in the Final Four, and it was kind of funny because I would lay out the clothes from Kentucky, and they'd lay out the clothes on the bed, and I would take a picture and send it to my kids, and I says, what should I wear?
Well, good news is Wisconsin's winning their first-round matchup right now, Troy. They're up 32-21.
Yeah, that's right. And Kentucky's not in it this year, are they?
No.
Strange year.
Stumbling. Yeah. Okay, so the Hawks are hoping to even up tomorrow after dropping one to the Lightning. Should we be worried here? They're on a bit of a slow streak.
I think there's some concern, but at the same time, they knew that this was going to be a really challenging month. And when you look at the Central Division, the top three teams are pretty clear-cut above the rest of it, at least points-wise and record-wise, so they knew it was going to be a tough month, and it has been. I think they did some real good things in that game last night against Tampa, but they just couldn't get it done. Tampa's a good team, and once they got the lead, they know how to shut it down. When you look at the schedule, you play Tampa tomorrow afternoon, and then you return. You're going to play Florida a couple games at the United Center. Then you're going to play Nashville. Once you get past that Florida set of games, and you hope that you do well against them, and you hope you do well tomorrow. But moving forward in the schedule, I think there's going to be a lot on the line for the Blackhawks playing the teams that are below them at this point right now. Columbus, Dallas, Nashville, Detroit. Those are the games that they're going to have to win to keep those other teams down below them. So it's been a little bit frustrating. They've lost five of their last six. But I think it's part of the growing process of this young team and all of these big games that they're playing in right now. They're learning a lot, whether it's a negative experience at the end of the game. You can always figure out a positive and something that you can look forward to, something you can build on, and something that you need to do better. And I think that that's kind of where they're at right now.
So their level of play hasn't dropped off. It's just the people that they're playing right now?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think that the special teams were really good at the beginning of the season when the 5-on-5 was still struggling to find some rhythm, and that has cooled off a little bit. They did pick up a couple power play goals in the last game, which was really nice to see. But I think this is all kind of part of the process. The games are going to get more meaningful now. You're into the second half. Everybody is kind of, after a very short training camp, no preseason games, the top teams and everybody is getting into the game conditioning, the game mindset that you would expect. And it's a tough struggle. I mean, you've got some really good teams, the Stanley Cup champs. Tampa is, again, one of the favorites. So even if you had high expectations at the beginning of the seasons and you were a good team and a Stanley Cup contender, you would still have trouble against these teams that you're playing right now. So I think that when you look at the big picture, guys, and Jeremy Colleton was kind of talking about it today, look at the big picture. The young guys are getting experience that they are going to learn from, learn to play tough games, tough situations against good opponents. They'll be better for it at the end of all this.
You mentioned the special teams, and they had been struggling on the power play after being so good early on in the year. You obviously see it much different than the rest of us. What, when a power play is doing well, when the special teams is going well for a team, what do you see happening on the ice that maybe we don't, that says to you, okay, they've figured something out here? Like, what should we be looking for when we have to get a good sense that the power play is firing on all cylinders, other than the fact of, you know, scoring, other than that?
No, that's a good question. I look for the puck movement. When the Blackhawks power play gets stagnant and they don't move it, whether Patrick Kane is on the half boards and trying to you know, stick handle and look for some options, that's when the defensive structure on a penalty kill can just kind of feel comfortable, and they know that they're trying to take away passing lanes and take away Kane's options. But when the power play was good, and when a power play is good, and you look at the top teams in the NHL, they're moving the puck. You're either skating with it. If Patrick Kane comes out high, he's creating some decisions on the defensive side of it. Do I keep going? Do I stop? Do I switch? You know, what are my options? Good power plays have a lot of movement, and the Blackhawks power play at times in the last little while here has gotten a little bit more stagnant than I'd like to see. I'd like to see them move it around again and challenge the net as soon as they have the opportunity. They did that on the Kubalik play to Janmark beside the net there. Tampa over-rotated, chasing Patrick Kane out near the blue line. So when you do that, all of a sudden you're in trouble, then you can attack. And so I liked what I saw last game, but they have to have that movement in their power play.
And what did you think of Dylan Strome? He returned after a few weeks in concussion protocol. It sounds like Jeremy Colleton was pretty happy with his play. What did you see from Strome last night?
No, he was really good. And not that when Dylan Strome came out and said that, you know, he wasn't feeling good and they put him in concussion protocol, he wasn't playing the way that he needed to play. And you could see that he just wasn't engaging the way that he needed to. You know, there just wasn't any quickness in his game. And you, at that point, you didn't realize, he didn't know that he was dealing with something. And, you know, I think Jeremy, even at times, like he was down as far as the lowest minutes of any forward on the ice. He just wasn't productive. What I saw last night was a guy that's refreshed. He was energetic. He had a good jump in his game, attacked the net, scored a big goal, and playing wing is something a little bit different for him. He's normally a centerman, which he said he didn't mind playing. I really liked what I saw last night. That was the Dylan Strome that we need to see moving forward.
The goaltending situation, your thoughts over the past couple of weeks?
You know, again, you're going to go through some struggles. It's been a great season for Lankinen, but last night, even Jeremy Colleton after the game said he'd probably like a couple of those backs, the wraparound by Killorn, the backhand by Yanni Gourde. Those are two goals that he should have had, and he'd been making those saves on a regular basis. But again, it's all the process. It's a grind. I think Lankinen's played four in a row, and that's the most he's done all season long. So sometimes you have to step back, give these guys a little.
Uh-oh.
Fumble?
What's that?
I think that's called icing in radio.
My headset caught a knob and pulled it out of the phone as I walk around the kitchen. But I don't, you know, Lankin has been great, and I think they've been above expectations. Like everybody else, they're young, they're learning how to play the NHL, and it's a long grind, and Jeremy Colleton will work with these guys and try and keep them as sharp as possible. I really like the confidence that you're still hearing in Lankinen, looking at the big picture, not micromanaging it, and Malcolm Subban, maybe a couple games where he's a little bit off, but it's been pretty good. I mean, the goaltending hasn't been one of the issues this year that they maybe thought it was at the beginning of the season with the inexperience in the net that they have.
Well, I think it's good to keep the eye on the big picture and not lose perspective. That's what we're after here. Troy Murray, thanks for joining us.
If you said right now at the halfway point that you would be in a playoff position,
right,
you would certainly take it. So let's not worry about what's happened here in the last little bit, losing five of the last six. Let's say, hey, we're in a pretty good position. We got half a season left, and all we have to do is take care of our own games here moving forward, and we have a chance to get into the postseason.
All right, we'll be listening tomorrow. Have a great call, Troy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Always appreciate it.
Troy Murray's visit, sponsored by Chevy Drive Chicago.